Now, I don't know about you, but I cannot stop thinking about the town of Lahaina in Maui, about the wildfires that have swept through and destroyed such a beautiful town, the people who have been killed, and the people who have been displaced. It is heartbreaking to think of what they have been through and the journey now ahead of them. As Californians, we are not strangers to natural disasters. This past winter, we survived significant flooding, and every year we live through what we call fire season. We sometimes read today's gospel reading and somehow imagine the disciples in that boat without any real consequence. Like their water was somehow just a giant lake of bathwater, that they hadn't grown up hearing about stories of people going out on that same sea, never to be seen again, that the natural disaster of strong wind over that water wouldn't evoke terror, not unlike what people experience today. What we translate as "the wind was against them" in the original Greek conveys not only opposition, but straight up hostility, as if the wind is out to get them. Anyone who has ever lived through a natural disaster knows what it feels like when it feels like the world is out to get you. It evokes feelings of helplessness and feelings of being alone. The 16th century Spanish mystic St. John of the Cross took this same theme and wrote one of the most famous Christian poems of all time, The Dark Night of the Soul. Maybe you know what St. John of the Cross was describing, that sense that one previously felt safe and secure in God's presence, but that the divine closeness has waned to the point now where it feels gone and one is left alone. The disciples had not only a dark night at sea, but a dark night of the soul. They had been abandoned, left to the terror of impending death. And this is the context in which Peter asked to get out of the boat. He had been battered around through this long and dark night, both literally and figuratively, and now was stepping out in faith, again, literally and figuratively. Could you have done it? Could you, after having survived a life-threatening ordeal, trust again that quickly? Could you, after having navigated a dark night of the soul, have feeling like you had been abandoned and threatened by the very God that was supposed to love and protect you, could you trust again that quickly? I don't know that I could have if I had been Peter that day. When people meditate on this passage, there often seems to be an element of judgment against Peter in that moment when he begins to sink. After all, he had just successfully walked on the water just an instant before as he stepped out towards Jesus. And after that miracle, how did he lose his faith so quickly? But Peter could have been any of us. Any of us could have been Peter. So maybe it's worth pausing and considering Peter as a human being who just lived through not only a dark and stormy night, but the dark night of the soul, and now was being asked to do the impossible, not just walk on water, but trust again. From this perspective, Peter's moment of doubt asks of us nothing more than compassion. It's possible, though, that the judgment we often pass against Peter in this passage comes from the assessment that Jesus passed judgment. After all, Jesus did say, "You of little faith." But what if Jesus was not passing judgment at all? What if Jesus, in his immense compassion, notes that Peter's faith is small, like a mustard seed, which can grow and be the greatest of shrubs where the birds come and make their nest? Maybe Jesus is saying, "You whose faith is like a mustard seed, be it little, you have all you need, and that will serve you way more than your doubt." What if Jesus, in his immense compassion, is assuring Peter that Peter has and has always had everything he needs? In St. John of the Cross's Dark Night of the Soul, the darkest part of the soul's journey, where one wrestles with that feeling of helplessness and abandonment of the divine presence, it brings one to a place of complete surrender. And in that moment of surrender, union with God. Peter, in fear, surrendered and prayed to be saved. Jesus took his hand. Together, in union, they walked to the boat. We all know that the people of Lahaina, and really all of Maui, may experience a dark night of the soul in the days, weeks, and maybe even years to come. It's completely understandable that they might feel helplessness or abandonment that St. John of the Cross talks about and Peter experienced that day at sea. And yet, even in those moments, they remain as close to the heart of God as they ever were, if not closer. Because you can't always see how close God is in the dark night, in the midst of crashing waves, or in their case, in the midst of rubble and ash. But God is there, all the same, holding them with the divine hand. Have you ever experienced anything like Peter did, or what St. John of the Cross was writing about? Like the wind and waves were against you, and you didn't know where to look for safety? As if in that moment, you could succumb to doubt and fear and think maybe your faith wouldn't sustain you. If you are like me, you have. I am all too familiar with the prayer, "Lord, save me," and the feeling that my faith was no larger than a mustard seed. But if we believe that Jesus looked at Peter with compassion and not judgment, then Jesus looks at us too with nothing but compassion and assures us that faith, small like a mustard seed, is all we need to reach out to Jesus's outstretched hand. That is the invitation of the gospel today. To know that we come from a long line of Christians who have battered the storm and whose faith and trust has been eroded, and yet were never alone. That even in those moments, with whatever faith we have, no matter how small, truly all we need to help us is to grab the hand that is reaching out, just waiting for us to take hold. I don't know what storms you and your loved ones are facing, what darkness you and your loved ones feel surrounded by, but I know this. Before you even have the chance to say, "Lord, save me," Jesus is already by your side, already holding you up, walking with you together. And if your faith seems small, feels almost too little to help, Jesus assures us that's all we need.